Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Crawling amongst the cables this morning and bringing you a better sound and better audio quality, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, everybody. How's it going today?
Good morning.
Hi, Mike.
How's everything?
Excellent. Great.
New cables, okay. New labels.
That's great. We got a big, huge, oh, hold on.
Oscar and his poetry again. Here, a new trend.
Come here. When you come in, sometimes I got to let you come in here. I just saw the door open in the back.
Spring grass forever.
Michael, come around here so we can say hi to everybody, okay?
If you remember the gentleman from the BBC, when his son rolled in, or daughter, he gave her the Heisman. Mike embraces his children.
This is the way to handle it.
It's rare that the door opens when I start the show. But
hi, Michael.
Hey, buddy boy.
Can you say hi?
Hi.
Hey, now, remember what you told me about Panthers down in Florida? If you leave... What is it? If you leave them, what is it? Oh, you're sticking the microphone in my face.
Yeah.
Can you say, good if mic you technique, leave them Mike. Alone? Oh, he's shy.
Oh.
He's covering my mouth.
You know what? You haven't had that happen since you had a program director at the Edge, where he walked in and put his hands over your mouth.
He's doing his Kenny Kinging.
Hi, you Michael.
If you leave them alone.
They won't let you talk.
He's not going to be a train driver.
All right,
here, I'm gonna whisper in your ear, and then you say it on the microphone.
It's whispering into Michael's ear.
Michael, by the way, is wearing a Florida Gator.
Go back and play. This was a real failure. Okay.
No,
God.
No.
I'm kidding.
You see, that was really mean.
He's going to grow up.
He doesn't know that. He's three. I said it.
He'll grow up angry and disenfranchised like Robert.
He's going to be kicking pebbles in the living room.
New haircut. He looks sharp. Looks good.
It's a wig.
It's a wig.
But anyway, it's a wig. We have him in a wig. And listen, we could do 20 minutes with my kid, but we have to start the show because the mailbag. Does everything sound okay?
Yeah,
fantastic.
Certainly not a failure, Mike.
No,
I've been tweaking.
Not disappointing.
When your child, Mike, let me put it to you this way.
Hold on. If you're not watching it on video, then it's a fail because he's got his hands on my mouth, and it's cute when he's doing that. But when you're listening to that, all you hear is dead air.
Yes, but it was the cleanest dead air we've ever had.
I wanted
so in that way, it's
say,
a win.
If you leave them alone, they leave you alone. I thought that was about as adorable a thing as. And we had a great morning with him. We have one of those. He's on spring break.
Spring break forever.
Spring break. So he's going out later on. He's buying a Glock and a ski cap.
Hey, in the car, you can let him listen to Beyonce.
I got it. And he's got, you know, it was great. I mean, he's in such a good mood. He gets up all by himself. And when I went into his room this morning, he was counting cash on his bed. It was so adorable.
Great.
And he was checking out his grill. Really, really terrific. But we have a huge mailbag today. So we have to get started right around now. It's not about my kid.
No.
It's not about anybody else. It's actually about you, the listener, because we care about each and every one of you. And we do this all every day.
Fail. Silence.
Right. Disappointment.
I wasn't. I thought it was cute. It's just I had to interpret it.
Dysfunction.
I don't know. I was doing the best
Daddy
I can.
Daddy dearest.
Elderly father here. Now, he was a riot this morning.
Having what did he do that time. Was so funny?
Just in a great mood. Slept late. We got up before he did, which
That's
is
great.
Incredibly rare. And, you know, and I was down 2 pounds. And so that's
always big win.
Makes me happy. Yeah, I got a long way to go, though.
Hey,
you have
start.
No idea what I did at the Masters. I swear to God, I was just a calorie machine.
A calorie machine.
Yeah. One night, the night that we were having the fight about the crazy guy at the bar, and we came back to the hotel. I ate. Are you ready for this? I don't mind because I lost the weight that I gained.
Yeah.
I ate a Choco Taco, a Magnum bar, and a Klondike bar in the same evening.
Wow.
If you think a hangover is bad, wake up after you've had that when you went to bed and see how the body feels at that particular time. It's disgusting.
My body would go into shock.
It was, you know what? I think I was in shock, you know? Shock that I didn't order more. Anyway, okay, so let's open the mailbag. Hey, Rob, you jerk. Are there any presents this week?
Yeah, Rob.
Rob,
yeah.
Here's the funny thing. Does that? I try very, very hard to make that sound like it's been written for me. So because Rob writes that, and that always makes me laugh. Hey, Rob, you jerk. Are there any presents this week? Hmm?
Yes, Mike, there was one, actually. And it always surprises me when an Elvis piece of merchandise comes to me that I don't know about. Because I think I've seen or read about them all, but I want to thank Brian from McMinnville, Oregon, Brian Erickson, who has sent me some records in the past. But this is amazing. Look at this. Oh, a black velvet box that holds a bottle of Elvis Black Velvet Cabernet.
Look at that. That and is this classy.
Will you ever open it or will you just keep it in the box?
No, this will go with all my other Elvis potables on my Elvis shelf.
When but Rob says potable, he means booze for people that don't know what he's talking about. So you've got all the like decanters and stuff that are still sealed with the booze in there.
I have one that is sealed with booze. There was one time in the early part of the 2000s when I went downstairs to the basement and it smelled like bourbon. Right. And I realized that what happened is the cork in Elvis's neck had dried out and split, and Elvis was sweating bourbon just down his jumpsuit. And so I had to actually clean that one out.
And that one time the Goldschlager bottle broke, right?
I don't recall that.
He threw up Goldschlager.
Oh, that's right. And it was in my beard.
And he had flecks of gold in his beard.
And
Carrie, I remember that story.
Wouldn't kiss me for New Year's.
Oh, by the way, Rob, I hope we have time today. I didn't put it on the show prep, and I should have. Hmm. Our Alton Brown moment yesterday.
Mike, it was so sweet. And you know what? I doff my cap to thee because you really presented.
And I know you would counterpoint it if we'll talk about it later. It's Alton Brown. Good. And Alton Brown and his Alton Browniest being a complete and utter a-hole.
He was bad. It was bad. Even for me, it was bad.
Which show was he on?
This looked like it was an online video that he put
together. Yeah, he does occasional online stuff since Good Eats is no more.
Mm.
Anyway, it's not about Alton. It's about presents. And so we're done with the gifts.
We are done with the presents. But thank you, Brian.
It was a present
much.
Just for Rob.
Yeah.
It was just for Rob, yes. please welcome to our world.
Welcome to my world.
Your new youngest listener that we led with on the mailbag.
Every time there's a present, somebody gets it, okay? I'm one third of the show.
Usually
more by weight. Shut up.
Three of us.
And there was a present. I wanted to thank the guy, and we always put the gifts in the same place.
All right, Rob, you sound guilty, first of all.
Hey, and you sound great.
Responds in that manner feels some sort of guilt.
Mm-hmm.
Come here.
Yeah, I let four comments go before
Somebody's into being on the show today.
Saved by little Michael.
All right.
Michael, come in here, please.
Subterfuge.
Perfect.
Subterfuge.
Oh, mommy's giving you the hairy eyeball.
How come?
All right. In order to stay here, you have to say hi, Rob.
Oh, his hair's fixed. Hi, Rob. Look at that.
Hey, buddy
hi,
boy.
Hi, Oscar.
Hi, Oscar.
Hi.
You have to say hi, Pony.
Hi, Pony.
And you have to say that one thing that you said to me about animals with the Panthers. If they leave you, if you leave them alone.
Begrudgingly, we got it.
Good boy. Good. Bye-bye. Bye. I love you. Bye. See? It's like his daddy makes things right. Sorry, Mama. Boy, Carla came in and was looking at me.
Why was she upset?
She didn't, She follows, I give her pep talks too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mike is working.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Moving right along. Thank you.
And I want to apologize for accepting that gift.
Okay. God, let it go.
That was self-serving. You know that.
It's what we do.
Please welcome. Now I try to entertain people, Rob.
Keep trying.
Please welcome to our world your new youngest listener. Oliver Dominic Ham, born April 7th in Germany to former Madison Warhawk and lifelong Vienna Ham, Patrick Ham, and his lovely wife, Enos.
Ooh.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Go Hams. Congratulations.
Way to go, Hams. In honor of Oliver's birth, we would like to hear Rob scolding Pat Ham for having to find out about the overseas birth of a ham child via the mailbag. Are you friends with the Hams?
Yes, I know Pat very well. Pat the Splat, you jerk. Why wouldn't you send me a note on Facebook to say you're a father? Who took you under his wing in high school? Who got you into improv and to theater? And now, what am I, a non-person? You jerk.
You're having a rough morning. I forgot you're a Madison. You're a Madison Warhawk.
Yes,
Rob.
And I know many of the Hams.
And you were in theater arts.
Mm-hmm. We know that. Mm-hmm.
Theater sports. Wasn't it theater sports?
Theater sports, which was improv competition. Yeah.
Improv, when they wanted to make it sound like you were just like the football team.
Yeah, we were football team. We had medals and
comedy
everything.
Comedy sports.
It's not comedy sports. It was theater sports. And it was hosted at Robinson High School.
Happy birthday to Joe Kelly. Oh, see, that's a pitcher for the Red Sox that can't suck enough.
Oh, really?
My least favorite picture. I'm sorry. Joe, I didn't mean to do that. You're a different Joe Kelly. Joe Kelly of Seattle, Washington. He just turned 29 and is eager to enjoy the last year of his F-off 20s. Very nice. Bill Kilmartin turned 60 this week, and he still loves trips to the Bad Place and the ballpark. Let's go O's. Nice. I wonder what his Bad Place is, whether it's the... Because now you got Maryland Live right there. You got the place at Washington Harbor, right? You got the MGM Grand.
Yeah, well, I'm going there on the 22nd to see Sarah Silverman. So I'll come back with a review. Yeah.
See if you can get an interview backstage. See if you can get a little online interview with her. Try to do that. Try that.
Okay.
Bill Kilmartin turned 60 this week, and he still loves trips to the Bad Place. And mine was Charlestown when I used to go.
Yes.
Tomorrow is the big 1-5-15 B-Day.
The big 1-5. Yeah, he turned 15.
For James Ferrante, a straight
what a great age
student. And what was Ashley doing there? What the hell are you doing?
Oh, fist pumps.
She was doing the Arsenio.
Okay. James Ferrante, a straight-A student and talented musician. Attaboy, James. 15 and a talented musician already. That's wonderful. Team TMOS. This April, my wife and I had a decision to make. A, die, or B, turn 60.
That's awesome.
We have decided to go with option B. This month, we will hit that milestone. Oh, so the wife and hubby are the same age?
Yes.
Every year, I write in just for the kick of hearing our names read on your show by our hero, Mike O'Mara. That's very kind. I usually ask for an impression, but when I reveal my wife's name, Mike has a default impression he usually goes to. So I will tell you her name in a moment. Thanks to you, a default. That makes it sound light, doesn't it? Doesn't that make me sound hack? A
no,
default impression.
When you hear what the name is, I think you'll be okay with it.
Okay,
I really do.
Thanks to you all. You're the top. You're the moaning Lisa. Anyway, my name is Mike, and my wife's name is Marlena. Okay, well, now I get it. Could you also mention that May 4th is our 26th anniversary? Love you long time, Mike and Marlena Wilson. And I really don't have any idea what he's talking
about. You don't want a default?
No.
Because
he
won't give
default.
It to him.
Awesome.
No. That's how I
roll. You're playing hard to get. Love
it. That's right. Okay.
Try again, Mike.
That's what I've been talking about for all these years. Anyway, couldn't help myself. Good day, sirs. Jack Kent Cook is who that was. I've been a loyal listener for many years, but due to commitment issues, I've never subscribed to the bonus shows. Well, that's a mistake. Mm. However, I recently found that I can subscribe on a month-to-month basis rather than having to commit to an entire year.
Yeah,
that is possible.
Of course.
In fact, a lot of people do it that way, and that's fine. We'd love the year commitment. We'd love a 10-year commitment. But the fact is, if you want to do it that way, that's fine, too. Don't worry, though. I'm also lazy. So I'll just sit back and enjoy the shows and let Ponyboy auto-charge me. Okay. All right. All right. Thank you very much. Every month from now until eternity. Is that a little more expensive than buying a yearly package? Pony, is it? Is it more expensive?
By a little bit.
The savings.
By pennies.
The savings are in the yearly package, Mike. The monthly for eternity will take.
Yeah.
You know what? But I would recommend, sir, go to the yearly. But I don't feel tied down, and the extra money is an investment in future entertainment. Thanks, guys. I'll hang up and listen. Jonathan Gilmore. Jonathan, any way you get it, if you're subscribing to the bonus show package, we are.
As long as you're not stealing it.
Yeah, don't steal it.
He seems like a very nice guy. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony,
people.
As a longtime listener, it has been a joy. Excuse me. I'm really sorry. That was really rude.
There's that Klondike bar.
As a longtime listener, It has been a joy to watch my youngest son, Christopher, discover the funny as I introduced him to your show on our father-son road trips over the past two summers. Whether it was to Yellowstone or Maine, you have kept us laughing over the miles. This year will be a trek to the Pacific Northwest. That's a cool road trip. And I have been stockpiling select shows for the journey. Christopher is turning 14 this week, and I hope that the lucky jackpot will allow his favorite entertainer, Jack Cassidy, to wish him a very special birthday. Keep up the great work. And I look forward to seeing him in seeing you in New Orleans in November, Robert Jared. So let's spin the wheel for Jack Cassidy and see what's going on.
I love that he called him an entertainer.
Let's see what happens. Cigarette holder, cigarette holder, cigarette holder. Look at that.
Here we go. Winner.
Come on in. There we go. Hello there. Let's see what the young lad's name is. Christopher, turning 14 and going to the Pacific Northwest with Daddy. Well, I recommend you stop at all the different watering holes and diners on the way to the Pacific Northwest, and maybe you'll see a lovely, fetching young waitress, because I know at 14, the hormones are raging, Christopher. And don't smoke. If you do, you could get addicted like I did. Yeah. Then light a cigarette in your cigarette holder, pass out due to drinking high-level scotch, and burn yourself to death. Jack Cassidy!
Jack, didn't you spend a lot of time cruising young men at the Space Needle?
Ah, there's nothing quite like Seattle, Rob. You're absolutely right. Crazy. I would stand at the top of the Needle overlooking the incredible vista of the Seattle skyline, and I would put my leg just so, which was a signal to fellow combatants that I was ready for battle. Jack Cassidy!
Ready for battle.
Have a great day, Christopher.
Whoa.
Okay. Happy birthday. That's maybe not the right message for a 14-year-old.
Well,
anyway.
The don't smoke was good.
Yeah. Yes, true. Gentlemen, this weekend I will be celebrating my 25th birthday, and nothing would make it better than a little greeting from you all. I have decided that this will finally be the year to move out of my parents' basement and into my own apartment to freely roam and douche up the countryside. That's a good mailbag. They get better. Being that this will officially be the first time I am living on my own, I need some advice. If Ben, the WJFK janitor, could tell me the instructions to properly clean a bathroom, it would be greatly appreciated. Yours in Christ, Michael Butler. We don't need to spin for that. Ben can come in.
Oh, is he here?
Yeah, all right, hold it. Just use plenty of water, Michael. All right, there
good to see you, Ben.
That's Ben.
Same shirt. Yeah. Same blue shirt.
Hi, Rob.
Hey, Ben.
Dear Misters Omera, Santana, Bloom, and Spiewak, my wonderful husband, Dave DeCenzo, is entering his fall-apart 40s today, and he would love it if you guys could sing him the traditional birthday song. Ooh. His birthday greeting hasn't once made it onto the show, so it would really mean a lot for his 40th. Thank you in advance. I never get into this with you because you are the chief editor. You are Thursday is Rob's extremely busy day because Rob not only preps a bonus show for us, but puts this mailbag together. Can you give any kind of ratio as to what might end up on the cutting room floor?
Far as birthdays go, almost every birthday gets a mention. I would say 95 or higher birthdays get a mention because if I don't carry the whole letter, I'll put them at least at the front of the mailbag.
Right.
Sometimes letters get cut. Sometimes letters, I don't care for the tone
of them. Sounds like this person's been disappointed in the past.
Well, you know what? I'd like to send sincere apologies. I would always like to mention
DeCenzo.
Make
good.
We've been listening since day one of the podcast, subscribe to the bonus show every year, and gladly patronize your many awesome sponsors. Sincerely, Margaret DeCenzo, Fredericksburg. And so the birthday song for Dave, which never apparently has been heard on this show before, Mr. Dave DeCenzo, who I hope has a fabulous fall apart 40s on the count of three. One, two, three.
First time.
Good luck,
Dave DeCenzo. All right, there we go. Thank you. Thank you very much. Moving right along. Hello, gentlemen and assorted interns. It's that time of year again when I have to request my own birthday greeting. This Monday, I will turn 48. 2 years away from the start of my golden years. Yikes. I don't know. The golden years aren't what they're cracked up to be. You want to talk about falling apart.
Yeah.
Walk a mile in my career.
I think 60s are the new golden years.
And Mike, you really shouldn't be walking a mile.
Thank you. I did yesterday. Over the past year, I endured a brutal layoff, but listening to your show has helped make the year a little brighter. Thankfully, a new employment adventure starts in a couple of weeks. Would Jennifer, Mike's assistant, be willing to give me some advice for the year ahead and tips for starting my new job thank you all for the laughs, and I look forward to seeing you in NOLA. That's Stephanie Matulich, who is I know that name. Mm-hmm. She's a big fan of the show.
Friend of the program.
Do we spin for this, or does she just
Your call, is she around?
She's right outside
Bring her in.
She's outside. She's looking at me.
Oh, Jennifer also.
How's that make you feel?
Most people don't know Jennifer deals with a lot of HR issues as well. So
for our show,
yeah,
I didn't know that.
She does.
Yeah, I understand that. Okay, just put it down. Put it down. She's power washing the driver.
HR.
Put it down. Yeah, come on. Okay, there. She's coming in now. And okay. Sorry for the.
That's fine.
Sorry for the delay.
There she is.
Hi guys.
Hi, Jennifer.
Sorry, okay? I was just getting my microphone. Hi.
Hey, Jen.
I was power washing Mike's driveway.
Did you get all the stains out?
Any oil stains?
Yeah, they're battery acid stains from when I made a mistake cleaning the golf cart.
Oh, it was you.
Yeah,
not
it was
Mike.
Me. He didn't rat me out. He's such a good man. What am I here for?
Stephanie Matulich needs some advice.
Yeah, for starting a new job.
She's onboarding.
Stephanie Matulich. Oh, my. Well,
how do you fend off sexual harassment in the workplace?
I will tell you that Stephanie, Stephanie, you please me, Stephanie. It's not Matulich, it's Matulich, just like it's not Sandwich. It's Sandwich, Stephanie Matulich, a good witch, not a bad witch. Stephanie Matulich, I've known you a long time and you're not a bitch. Yay, rah, rah. Bye, guys.
Bye,
quite the advice.
That was terrific.
Okay.
A show tune.
What happened to Jennifer's voice there for a second, but good morning, boys. Today is my stepson, Parker Shekels.
Who?
That's his name? Parker Shekels.
That's his name.
That is a morning show DJ name.
That is either a stand-up comedian or a DJ. It's the Parker Shekels Show.
So I went up to the shopkeeper, and this is what I said.
Don't understand. Parker Shekels is coming up there. So you want to come up there? You want to do that? Fine. I'm not sure. I was happy that they brought the, you know, they dropped the bombs into Syria. That's good. Is he a Parker Shekels? Today is stepson Parker Shekels' 8th birthday. He is becoming a fan of the show. For the past 3 weeks, he's been asking me if I have sent his name to the Mike O'Mara Show for the birthday list. This is an 8-year-old.
Yes.
I have knowledge of the way 8-year-old brains think. So listen to this. Parker Shekel, 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 Shekel, Parker 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 Shekel.
I think he's a fan now.
Since the mailbag seems to be a lot of requests for impressions, Parker Shekel, I asked him if there was Parker Shekel a question he wanted to ask you guys. The first question, with no hesitation, was, do they have any fruitcakes left? Rob, that's a valid question. They can freeze, and I'm curious whether you have any fruitcakes in a freezer anywhere.
Actually, because, I've got an experiment going. I have one fruitcake left. It is in a sealed container. It has been in a refrigerator since December. And I was going to give it about another month and cut into it and see how we did. Because I've never had them last past like New Year's. So I'm going to see how they keep. Because, you know, you hear stories about fruitcakes lasting for years.
Right. You didn't freeze it. You put it in the refrigerator.
It's still in the refrigerator.
It's in the fridge. Now, that's a little
dicey.
Sticky right there.
Yeah,
that's
but you know what? Dicey. But you see, if you put it in the freezer, what good is that experiment? Of course it's going to last in the freezer.
So if you want to know how the experiment works, Rob cuts into it, gives a piece to Carrie without her knowing it.
Right.
Because it's mixed in with other food. And then if he hears this.
Yes. It's safe.
You know,
not at all.
He knows the experiment was a success.
Mike, just like when I'm dealing with Linus, I give her a piece of fruitcake, but I hide it in cheese.
That's wonderful. He would also like to know what your 8th birthday. I guess Parker Shekel would also like to know what my 8th birthday was like. What yours was? All of our 8th birthdays were like. I can start because I remember mine. This comes from Sean Fahey, by the way. So, Parker, let me tell you, Parker, my 8th birthday was spent in a London orphanage where I was given a bowl of gruel, and then I walked up to the guy in the uniform that was running the orphanage, and I asked for more, and then he began to sing a song, Never Before Has a Boy Wanted More, and he actually threw me into a room down in the basement after. It was not good. It was not a pretty time.
Mm.
And then I found my parents.
Mm.
Yes, go ahead, Rob.
Mine was in 1979, and I spent my birthday campaigning for the re-election of Jimmy Carter.
Hey, very good. Thank you. Always political. Oscar, this might be, we can turn the music down because this might actually be the saddest one of all. Oscar, what was yours like?
Mine was in Spanish.
Okay, very good. Moving right along. Hi, guys. This Tuesday, my sister Niedermeyer.
Yeah.
Get it, Rob? Did you see that? Did you know that?
I didn't realize that. No, it's awesome.
Yeah, she's a little sneaky just like the other one is. No, I'm kidding, Nita. This Tuesday, my sister Niedermeyer. That's got to be a gag, right?
I don't think so because they've conversed with us before. It's just lucky, I think.
This Tuesday, my sister Niedermeyer and her older brother Marmalade will turn 32. No, my sister Niedermeyer will turn 32. Nita spent most of her 31st year battling breast cancer. Sorry to hear that. She is going into year 32 cancer-free.
Yes! Woo!
Hello, Niedermeyer. Way to go. Last week, Nita gifted me a bonus show subscription for my birthday, and I could think of no better gift than to return the favor, so I got her one. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Only other thing she mentioned that she would like for her birthday would be to hear Oscar's trademark, aye, aye, aye. Fellas, that she wants the whole. She has really missed that since the Oscar Rotzi to Oscar's take transition. Oh, I didn't know there are people out there that
everyone's
that
transitioning, Mike.
That's right.
You want to give it to her, Niedermeyer? She's beaten the
Nita
big C, which is
Meyer.
Mm-hmm. Aye, 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 aye,
fellas.
There we are.
Awesome.
For being
really good.
Rob's so enthusiastic. Thanks for bringing the funny. Looking forward to seeing all of you and NOLA in a few months. Jenny Eiler, that's good news. Guys, today I was in the car with my three kids listening to TMOS when something happened that confused me. All three broke out into laughter every time either Mike or Oscar mentioned slaying the dragon as if it were the funniest thing in the world. I couldn't figure out why they would find it so funny that folks are working hard. That is until I went to the Urban Dictionary and found this. I haven't read it. I'm waiting.
This is great.
Slaying the dragon. When a man has sex with a rather large and unattractive woman who appears to have scales on her body due to stretch marks.
Oh, that is not nice.
No.
Were these hilarious teenagers? Look at Ashley's going out of her mind over this one.
We may lose her on this episode.
Oh, God. My three kids. It doesn't mention the age of the kids. Anyway, the stretch marks because of scales.
I think we've all slayed a dragon here or there, Mike.
Keep slaying, boys. Keep slaying. John Humphreys, Prince Frederick, you never know what you're going to learn on the bonus show.
No.
Now, let me see. This is the last letter, right, Rob?
Right, yeah.
Hey, guys, today I begin the fourth year of my douchebag 30s. Unfortunately, my sister-in-law, Kelly, will be entering her douchebag 30s tomorrow. Apparently, her birthday is more important than mine to the family, so, I'm going to sneeze.
Allergies.
Wow, I felt pollens,
tree
here.
Pollens.
Apparently, her birthday is more important than mine to the family, so while that C is getting all the glory and acknowledgement, I will crawl into a corner and drink Jack and Coke.
Nice.
As I question my self-worth and crumble deeper into depression and alcoholism, could Mike please talk up Life in the Fast Lane by the Eagles? Keep up the funny boys in S.A.D. That comes from Matt Ball. All right, so his sister-in-law, Matt Kelly, Ball. That's who this is for? Am I doing this for Matt or am I doing
I think he's
for?
Wanting you to cheer him up because he's depressed.
All right, very good. All right, no problem.
Washington's winner, all hit. WAVA
8:03 on the Mike O'Mara Morning Get Together, everybody. Want to say hello to Matt Ball. Hope you're having it. That's right. Hope you don't have one. Hope you have two. Everybody wants a ball, especially Matt Ball. Matt, I want to say you are a good, good man, my friend. Absolutivamente. Oh, and by the way, unfortunately, your sister-in-law, Kelly, she's entering her douchebag 30s. That's going to make her more of a C than she was before. Happy birthday, Kelly.
Big win.
You know, technically, though, I stepped on it. Hold on.
One more?
Yeah, absolutely.
Please.
Sorry.
Washington's winner, all hit, WAVA.
Hey, everybody.
everybody. I want to say what a fantastic mailbag it was today on the Mike O'Mara Show. If you want to get a bonus package, take your time and go to the Mike O'Mara Show website and grab one for somebody you love or for yourself. We'd love you to do that. Hey, I want to say thank you to Matt Ball for sending a fabulous letter saluting his sister-in-law, Kelly. But more importantly than that, I'd like to say hi to a special human being, a guy that means an awful lot to me personally. His name is Parker Shekel. I love you, man. Thank you. And now, Rob, I believe we can start the show.
Okay.
Thank
you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I don't know why they whisper in golf. Other sports, people are screaming. Objects are going 90 miles an hour. Golf, you have a stationary object, manicured lawn, blue sky, 72 degrees. Would you shut up? I'm trying to tap it. People whisper in golf because there's a lot of rich people around. Rich people make people a lot of money. Be quiet. There's a lot of money around. Certain things make people whisper. Rich people make people whisper. Black people can make people whisper. Who do I talk to? Talk to the black guy. Cancer makes people whisper. Do they know what it is? Might be cancer. Tipping makes people whisper. Did you tip? Did you give him a tip? How much did you tip?
That's good.
Sexual attractiveness makes people whisper. She was so hot. Did you see her? So if you're a rich, hot black guy with cancer and you leave a tip before putting, you can hear a pin drop.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're on the air, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. And if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Or MikeOMaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by FanDuel. Thank you. It is a great time to be a sports fan. I know this, even though my Red Sox were horrible last night. Great time to be a sports fan. And FanDuel makes any sport better. Baseball is back, and that means FanDuel's daily fantasy baseball is back as well. Let me see. If I got involved with that one last night and thought that Steven Wright was going to have a terrible game, I would be the big winner.
Brilliant man.
Yeah, 6 runs in the first inning. Yay. It's not just baseball. FanDuel also has daily fantasy basketball and now fantasy golf, which we've been telling you about. I love the fantasy golf. So easy to play and makes watching golf so much better. I am addicted to FanDuel, and with my trip up to the Masters, now it's even more important. I love it. I love watching the live scoring and winning cash prizes like I did because somebody in this room picked Sergio Garcia.
Thank you.
There are new contests every day, so you can play as often as you want. Contests start at just $1. That's something for everyone. Over 2.5 million players have won a cash prize playing fantasy sports on FanDuel, so why not you? To get you started, new users will get FanDuel's combo pack valued at up to $50. That's 5 free entries to a combination of 50-50 beginner contests. Just finish in the top half to win cash. To get your 5 free entries, go to FanDuel.com, click the Join Now button, and enter the promo code TMO. That's FanDuel.com, promo code TMOS, void where prohibited. Are we like insanely behind?
We
right
really,
now?
Really are. Yeah.
All right. I don't know where to go. When I'm this late, I want to give you a quickie. Okay. The quickie I will give you is because I don't know a lot about it.
Okay.
My wife over the years has maintained her addiction to Survivor.
Right.
And she watches.
She's
the
an
program.
Old soul, Mike.
Old soul, loves her Survivor, yeah. Still DVRs it, still watches it regularly. And I do not. And so I found out about this when I was doing my show prep this morning that apparently a big controversy with a trans guy that was outed by a gay man last night on Survivor. And apparently that is causing quite the controversy that they went to tribal council and the
Zeke. Outed him.
Yes.
What the hell was that?
That's
what
a sound
the
panel.
Hell happened? What, Rob? What was that?
Sound panel.
The sound panel that blocks our window. It loosened itself and came at us at a furious rate.
At a what?
At a furious rate.
At a furious rate.
Okay. That was a reminiscent of when the microphone attacked me back in your living room.
How many interns do we have on the floor today?
We have a couple. We have Ashley and we have Maddie.
All right, Maddie's on that side of the room. Maddie, you take care of that right now.
Speaking of Survivor.
Yes. I cheated death.
I've never seen Rob move that fast.
That was a... Rob has had...
It's on
Rob
video. Somebody
serious,
make a gif of that.
He has serious incidents that have been... When Rob was hit in the mouth with the microphone...
Yes.
Yeah.
That was made into a little meme.
Yeah, what happened is back then we had the sort of L-shaped microphone booms.
Yes.
And something fell and hit... the counterbalance and jammed the microphone into my jaw. And that was horrible. This was not as dangerous because it's lighter, but it's bigger. It's probably, 3 foot by 5 foot?
It's foam.
Yeah, but it was
3 feet by 5 feet? Isn't it 3 feet when you did it again? You went down to your old roots, your farmer roots. That's 3 foot by 5 foot.
That's narrow. I'm 3 foot to 5 foot.
3 by 5.
You're like a magna cum laude student. That's incorrect. Correct.
Well, I apologize.
Give me the metrics.
I don't apologize. I'm trying to ask you whether
I
that
do
is...
think that it would be 3 feet by 5 feet. Yes,
like a 3 by 5 card.
I was.
3 by 5.
I was.
No. Oscar, no? Not a 3 by 5 no. card.
That would be a big card.
That'd be a huge card.
Hey,
why are you? Happy birthday!
Yeah, like cue cards for a talk show.
Can you go get a hand truck? Because I bought a pack of index cards. They're 3 by 5, 3 yards by 5 yards.
I know nothing about Survivor. You can tell me, a lot of controversy because this is just, to do this on national television.
This is what I know, Mike, is that, and I read it just this morning. I'm not a Survivor fan, but this has become national news. Yeah. And it should because... Zeke, who essentially outed one of the contestants as transgender, made a big to-do about how there's a lie that would shake and rattle the foundation of the game. And the lie wasn't that somebody betrayed somebody. It wasn't that a cast member of the game has been cheating the entire time. No, the lie was essentially... something that had nothing to do with the game.
Mm-hmm. That one of the players was transgender.
Yeah, and he outed this gentleman like this was going to be the big kaboom at the tribal council.
In an effort to advance his own case.
Yeah, his own interests. Right. And by the way, let's try to be a little self-aware. The guy thought he was doing something that was going to propel him into the finals, and instead everybody turned against him as they should.
Right.
Did they vote him off the island?
When I read this morning, I did not see that there was any vote all I saw was that most of the members of that tribal council turned on him right away.
Well, and rightly so.
Yeah.
And the
fact
is, I hope we live in a world at some point.
Does Carla know? Did she watch it yet?
Hey, Carla?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's
Carla,
get it from a fan's perspective.
It's like season 30 of Survivor, isn't it?
I don't know where she is.
It's like printing money, CBS.
Nice and cheap. Cheap show to produce.
Let's put everybody on an island and see if they kill themselves.
Hold on a second.
Right. Do you think she's on the property, Mike?
Carla, can you come to the studio to talk about Survivor, please?
Oh, nice.
Thank you. We have a huge home. She's in the West Wing. She's in the North. She's on the North 40.
You got to take the segue over.
Mike, right, you just texted that to me and Oscar.
Oh. Oh, that's really sad.
Let's take a break. Can we take a break?
Yeah.
All right, very good. All right.
Well, hold on. Well, hold on a second. All right.
All right.
I mean, yeah, throw the dart, make me look like an idiot, and then very very happily go to the commercial break.
Well, no, I'm not trying to do that at all.
No, you're self-satisfied. You just texted me and Oscar.
Well, I'm trying
Let's go to break, dumbass. Thank you very much. All right.
Mike, I sent you an answer back.
Hold on. I cannot. It's Oscar. You know, both of you. Both of you can lick it. We'll take a break and come back with more with Phoebe and the two other guys on the Mike O'Meara Show.
And the Lord spoke to his people, providing them these 10 commandments. Thou shalt not worship false podcasts. Thou shalt not use the name of Mike in vain. Honor thy father and mother by buying them a TMOS bonus package. Thou shalt not kill Oscar on Facebook. Thou shalt not steal Rob's little sounds. Thou shalt not covet Mike's wife. We pray in the name of Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. Download in peace.
Dan, put down the tablets and take out the trash.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy Good Friday.
Brought to you by Vistaprint, all about supporting small business owners, and they are the place to go for any custom products for the home or office. Here's the deal: 500 business cards, $9.99 when you enter the promo code TMOS at checkout. We've been asking you to send Rob Spiewak your business cards at Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Rob's got another one for us today.
This is a beautiful card. I think I would rather have a good handyman than a good doctor. You cannot find a good handyman, and this is a guy that's got a beautiful card to spread the word. His name is Eric Miller, Handyman Services. He's based in Falls Church. And look at this beautiful two-sided card. He's got his own logo on it. It's gorgeous.
Nice.
Thank you,
it's
Eric.
Really easy to make your own design. Use an awesome template, 100% user-friendly. We've all made cards at Vistaprint. And just remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's up to a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card. And I need you to come in. Oh, the door is locked? Oh, okay. That's up to a 50% savings.
You're sending a mixed message.
I'm sorry. Let me start again. My wife was distracting me. Just remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's up to a 50% savings. Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. The quality is great. They're easy to customize, and you can't beat the deal. 500 business cards, $9.99. Vistaprint.com, TMOS. Order today. Talk amongst yourselves.
Very good. We're going to get the scoop on Survivor because Carla's been watching since day one, I think.
Day one. She was in high school when that show started.
No, that can't be.
Oh, absolutely. Think about it. Carla's 31. She was like 17, thinking about what she was going to do with her life.
But they do like 10 seasons a year. It hasn't been on for 30 years or anything.
I bet. Carla, weren't you in high school when you first watched Survivor? Carla.
What's that?
Weren't you in high school when you first started watching Survivor?
Yeah, I love Survivor.
Yeah, see?
Wow, your math bears out. Wow.
All right, let me see. This microphone's not working. All right, just come over to my microphone.
She sent it?
So okay. Anyway, what a mess this show is.
Sit on Daddy's lap.
Oh, boy.
No, that's not necessary. So Survivor. The trans guy was outed by the gay guy.
Correct.
And what did the gay guy that outed the trans guy, did he get voted off?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Nice resolution. What did you think about that, Carla?
What did you think about that?
Him getting voted off or being outed?
Both.
Both.
Well, he should have gotten voted off after that, but he was going to anyway. But as far as him being outed, you would think that the gay guy should know better than to out somebody.
Thank you. Someone had to say it.
Thank you, Carla.
Thank you. Very good.
You know
what,
Mike? Gay guys are catty. I'll say it.
That's Oscar. Send the letters to Oscar.
They are.
Now, does
send
that
the letters to Oscar.
I watch girls.
Does that? All right. I don't know. Trip the alarm somehow.
No, they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ashley, as the resident in the life, you have to be our gay representative. You have to tell us what you think of that comment. Do you think that's I don't know, that's stereotyping too, don't you think? I mean,
it's stereotyping, but I found that in a lot of cases it's true.
Thank you.
Oh, there you go.
If anybody knows gay guys, it's me.
Here's my take on it. I think gay, straight, that's just a crappy thing to do. Yeah. Everybody knows that that is a very personal decision whether or not, and Ashley, you know that, it's a very personal decision whether you come out or not, and that's just a dick move whether a guy's gay, straight, trans, or whatever. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, especially with the trans thing, because it's different coming out as gay than it is coming out as trans, because trans people are less accepted in U.S. society than gay people, which is weird because it's the opposite.
I know this is going to sound like I'm pandering here, but I do hope, I wish for a day where everything is so okay with every lifestyle that we can go back to making fun of everybody for any particular reason. And,
like, it's
and
all
that outing,
fair
and
play.
That outing somebody is completely meaningless.
Yeah.
That's what I would like.
And you know what's troubling about last night's situation is that the guy thought that by revealing this, it would somehow advance him.
Yeah.
And that is some really screwed up thinking.
And as far as you can, by saying the guy, I agree completely with what Carla said. if anybody should be sensitive to discrimination and how that will make your life difficult, it would be a gay person who has probably dealt with some of the same emotional distress over the idea of coming out to friends and family and everything else. And to lay that bombshell on somebody is just completely...
And not just to his cast members, as is it Jeff Probst?
Yes.
Yeah, and the
he
world.
Said,
and
yeah,
the
he said
and
the
national
world.
Television.
He outed him to the world.
And by the way, you know, and this is valid too. You got, there are producers and there are executives that made the decision to let that air.
Oh, absolutely.
And by the way, now just the, once again, Oscar, doesn't this get back to reality TV? There are producers and everyone, and it's also probably extremely valid for that guy that was trans, if it was important to him, to go to the producers and say, this, you know, I'm not comfortable. I'd love to know the backstory on that. Mm. You may hear more about that later. But know that after that was done, what, 9 months ago?
Sure.
On Survivor?
Cut it.
You know, really, I'd love to know what the backstory is. See, I don't trust anybody. I think.
Nor should
great
you.
Buzz, it's great buzz for the show. Now that I'm thinking. And by the way, this thought is coming into my head like a realization as we're discussing it. It just sucks.
Contrived.
Yeah, it's completely contrived probably, right?
It's really frustrating because they want to make money they want to make money off of this controversy, but hate crimes against trans people have gone way up recently. And
yes, they have.
So this it's a scary idea that somebody would just out you on national television knows.
I didn't get a chance to ask Carla that during the show. I'm curious as to there probably wasn't any reference whatsoever to the fact that this guy was trans, right? There was probably
I've never heard this. They would have been a bigger deal. They would have publicized this in one way or another.
But Ashley's right. I mean, these are serious issues with this type
of
thing.
Does he win the $1 million, though?
Here's the thing. Does he? I swear to you, right now I'm thinking of this. Hope somebody says, were you consulted or did you protest to the producers?
But don't they have a pretty tough gag order on all the contestants
I would assume they do, but at the same time, this would be an extenuating circumstance, would it not? You know, where, you know, this is something that, you know, you could make a case for it. I just love to know the backstory.
Yeah,
I would say we won't hear about it. I would assume with a powerhouse, not CBS Radio, CBS Television, that if this is going to go to air, the litany of lawyers that were paid to figure out how this was going to work out has been covered.
Yeah, he signed a lot of papers before he ever hit the island.
Yeah, and I'd just like to know, though, I'd like some reporter out there to ask the producers and the powers that be, you know, do you think it was a responsible thing for you? You know, it's one thing for the guy to be in tribal council and do it with that small group. It's another thing for it to be on national television. If it is so damaging, as the story goes, that after, you know, you're reading stories about this guy not forgiving the guy that outed him after 9 months, I'm wondering
whether
there was any.
My gut says this, that the guy, if this really happened naturally and organically on the show,
about an 80% chance it didn't, right?
I would say 80 it didn't, but if it did, that the producers have some sort of duty, especially in this climate that Ashley talked about, which is absolutely true.
Right, terrible climate right
that
now.
They have to really calculate what the risk is and make sure that the person in question is aware of them and if he's comfortable with them.
And also, I think we need to be aware of the segment of the population that turns on Survivor. And in their head, they're thinking, I'm just watching a TV show that's happening now. This just happened. You can't blame them because it just happened in the course of the show. This has been so prepackaged and manufactured. They already know who's won this episode.
Right.
So, I mean, they can go back and work backwards from their destination.
Yep.
Do not let yourself be played by CBS on this. Because they know exactly what's going on.
Well, we speak from experience that any time on this show, and it's happened multiple times, that we've outed the trans members of our group, we are, you know, we always edit that in post. That's always the way we do that. So, I think that's important to point out. We will take a little break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, more fun and more thrills. Mr. Spiewak went to college.
Yes.
And talked to people. I don't know more than that, but we will find out about it when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Attention. If you or a loved one has been suffering from hysteria, extended periods of boredom, laughing so hard you pee a little, fear of the end of another show, androphobia, fear of men, confusion about the TMOS world, confusion about the non-TMOS world, hippopotamonstrosequipedalophobia, the irrational need to play Overwatch for hours a day, any characteristics that intern Mac possesses, mania, binge drinking beer and whiskey, old age, douchebag 30s, and extreme hatred of intern promos. As a result of listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Please, don't wait. Subscribe to the TMOS bonus package today to receive free legal advice. Visit the TMOS website now to subscribe. And remember, you are entitled to entertainment.
I love our kids. I do. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Amazon. Amazon.com. We love our partnership with Amazon because, one, they're the best. And two, when you access Amazon through us, we get a small percentage of whatever you spend there. But the most important thing we want to tell you about today is that you can go to the Mike O'Mara Show webpage and you can get ready for spring and summer by checking out the amazing home and garden deals that are right there on the front page. We have handpicked for you some wonderful opportunities. They're great deals, great bargains, and you can go right through our page. Doesn't cost you one nickel more, and you go right through our page and check them out. And, you know, even if you check them out, that's helpful to us.
Yes. Right?
We appreciate that. But, you know, for all of you that run businesses, I don't care how small the item is. If you buy it in bulk or you're buying something, please think of us and shop through the Mike O'Mara Show for Amazon. You get great deals. It doesn't cost you any more, and it helps us. Price is so good, you won't mind doing your yard work with these wonderful deals on the cover of our homepage. Please remember to help us out, and we thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Spiewak is someone who handles intern recruitment, and I will say, you don't hear me say this very often, he has done a rather sterling job.
Yes. Thank you.
Getting interns in here over the last few years. I am delighted. You remember, it seemed like a relatively short time ago I was saying, where are the interns? And then we started to
focus on it. Where I lack is getting rid of the interns, because Mac is still here. Adrian is still here. Rob Ford sleeps here two nights a week. I don't know how that works out, but...
You're never going to be successful once there. It is kind of a lifetime contract.
That's, it is. It's like the mob. But one thing is, we have a standing offer on the intern, you know, the virtual bulletin board at American University. We've gotten some great students from American,
which I love because that's my alma mater, and I'm really, really happy that we've gotten some great students from AU. Got a couple of
better
them
students
the,
from American, though. Definitely,
absolutely.
I have found. All right, if you were to really compare
to stack them up.
Yeah. I'd say the AU students bring an awful lot.
They're
to the
on
fan.
The ball.
Private versus public, I'll tell you all day. Private.
As opposed to the 13th graders that we get out of George Mason.
By the way, can I just say I love my brand new mic stand that Oscar brought me.
Oh, your boom?
I can wrestle with it, and it doesn't make that nasty spring sound anymore.
It's an upgrade. You got an upgrade.
Really? Yes, I do.
Composite steel. Thank you.
Yeah, so the GMU people are great, too. And I love all of
them. They're all right.
Mason is great, and Mason has a great radio program. But what was really cool is that...
Where did ROFO come from? Andy Granatelli Vocational?
No, WVU. WVU.
Actually,
WVU.
But he wasn't in college when we got him as an intern. Yeah. Remember, he just showed up because you said, you know what, Rob? I want a fat intern.
Yeah. Did we solicit on the we solicited on here
for a fat intern, yeah. Rofo.
He's lost weight now.
Yes. He looks great.
So you went to what school yesterday?
George Mason University. I went on Tuesday, I guess it was. So it was the
Tuesday
day before yesterday.
Tuesday.
And by the way, when you take what is turned into a really big school with a huge they've got the Eagle, what is it, the Eagle Arena there? That where they have concerts and their basketball games, and it's set. I mean, it's like
it's a sports game.
It's the size of Eagle Bank Arena. It's the size of like the Capitol Center in the middle of the campus. But the
Eagle Bank.
Yeah,
is there Eagle? That's happened since I've left. Eagle Bank.
Yeah, Eagle Bank is in the mix now, Mike.
But what they've
Eagle Bank.
But what they've got is this huge, bustling campus in the middle of a little town that's Fairfax. So. The surrounding areas.
Well, it's not a little town.
It's not a little town.
It's not.
This isn't 1950.
All right.
Fairfax is a hub.
Okay, it's a hub, but is it like a New York City or a Washington, D.C.?
No, but it's small.
Fairfax is bigger than Coralville.
That's true.
Yeah.
But it's not bigger than Iowa City. Why is this about Leesburg all of a sudden?
Because it's not a small town.
Okay, what I'm saying is this, is that the infrastructure of Fairfax doesn't seem usual for a big university.
And you know when you, and I'm going to agree with you, and you know when you can tell?
What?
Graduation ceremonies.
Yes.
Whether it be, whether it be from GMU or whether it be the various high schools that all, because of the ridiculous obscene
O'Reilly.
Because of the ridiculous obscene population explosion.
Obscene.
You know, here's the deal. You get a high school, as far as I'm concerned, the student body of the high school ought to graduate from their arena. All right? Their gym, that's where it all, or put it outside. Put it outside on the football field.
Put it on the football field.
No, they all have to go to the Eagle Bank Arena. And right. That used to be the, it's not the Patriot Center anymore?
No, it's Eagle Bank now.
Yeah. Oh, see, oh, lick it. Oh, why can't it be Ka-ching, the Patriot Center?
I think we all know.
But it's the George Mason University Patriots. That's the
that's their team.
That's the mascot.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what happened?
So we go there, and I
now
prowl.
That, now we got through that.
We prowl the campus. Finally, the parking is a little bit ridiculous because there's the, I was told.
Because it's so good?
No. No, it's not that good. I was told to go to a certain parking garage that had four levels. And I went.
Haven't you been to a university before?
Yes, Oscar.
You know,
I
it's
have.
Always this complicated.
Right. You have a point?
I'm just saying, why is this the crux of your story? Tell us about the students.
All right. The students all came up and they said, what's Oscar really like? I said,
so you had trouble parking. You found a parking
I had to
spot.
Do a lot of laps to finally get to where I needed to go because there was a lot of regulations.
Costco.
Tell the truth. The reason you have to do a lot of those laps is because you want the space that's right next to the elevator.
Exactly, Mike. I had to find the space.
Princess parking?
I had to find the space. There's one that I really like, and it just seems to be a coincidence. All the spaces I like.
I arrived at GMU 3 hours before my meeting so I could get the space next to the escalator.
It's weird, Mike. Every space that I look for in every location always has this blue guy sitting down. But these are all the good spaces have it.
You should see me at the Walmart with my bad hip.
Oh,
you see me,
Mike, it's only bad when you want it to be.
And I'll sit there and I'll go, vroom. Yeah. You're right after the Masters. By the way, Carla has completely busted me out on that.
How come?
She looked at me. She said, you walked 7 miles over hills, up and down hills. So I stop bitching about that. I'm like, yeah, okay. Okay, I'm fine. But the fact is, so you got there.
So
you got
there, and I was treated very nicely, as always, by their radio professor, the guy that is the supervisor for the radio station. His name is Roger Smith.
Isn't he the one that opens the door and comes into the room and goes,
that's him.
You have fostered a wonderful relationship with GMU.
And so I got in, and I was speaking to, I think it was an advanced radio production class. There was maybe...
Yeah, see, I would be nervous as a kitty cat. I would not be able to do that. I probably would with, like, the right amount of booze. You know, I'd have to have, like, a 5-martini lunch and go, how y'all doing? Who's getting laid here today?
They frowned on that. They told me to be there 15 minutes early and requested sobriety.
So you speak to how many people in this class?
There was maybe 16 people in the class, and then about four other people came in because they asked if they could.
Right.
And just I laid out, you know, what we do and the history of the show. And Roger did something really cool. When we came in, he actually had the show webpage up on the Promethean board.
Oh, that's awesome.
So he could, like, point and click on all the stuff on our website and showed them that.
Promethean board.
Yeah,
yes.
That's the modern-day version of a chalkboard.
Oh, the Promethean
board. It's all electronic, Mike.
Yes.
Promethean board.
Yes. Mm,
don't write on the Promethean board.
A description of a time when Petty lost an overweening tyranny. Take them to the Promethean board.
And so I spoke for about an hour. The coolest thing I got to do was to show them the new live stream,
yes,
KMOS Live, and to explain to them how, you know, the difference between the podcast of the guy that perhaps lives in Wisconsin and talks about woodworking and the fact that we bring a radio history to podcasting, and our presentation is very different.
You know what a good example is? It's the same as if you're looking at a YouTube how-to video and you see one that's produced by the company that, say, makes the product they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see the one where there's a guy, you know, with nose hairs in his garage that takes 6 hours to tell you how to prep the caulk to do your bathroom, right?
Right.
I mean, that's the difference. I mean, really, that's the way I look at it.
Or tells you that he enjoys a glass of orange juice before he caulks, right? And you're like, I don't need personal life, man.
You don't need
show
that.
Me how to do it.
I'd like to have a little vitamin C before I start my bathroom. Shut the F up and show me how to do it.
So, right, so you're in there.
Get through the
well.
Whole thing. It went okay. There was, I would say, about a halftime at about 30. That's when the yawning started. An occasional yawn. And I tried to keep it as dynamic as possible.
I think Mike. I think Rob is selling himself short because.
Oh, there were yawns.
No.
Trust me. One girl in particular.
They'd never have me back because I would bust it or I would bust her out completely.
I think the professor would enjoy that. You're like, am I boring you? Do you not want to be here?
I'd do the same thing I did with Mac. I would completely do that.
I gave a presentation at University of Maryland, and one kid was texting. I walked up to him. I said, do you mind putting that down? Because your time is as valuable as my time.
I would not have allowed texting. I would not have allowed texting. Yes, what, Ashley.
Ashley, you were going to say something?
Yeah, okay. So it doesn't mean that they're bored with the presentation if they're yawning. I yawn in class like nonstop. It's
all right, thank you,
bored.
Ashley. All right, I'm with Rob. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
You're extenuating circumstances.
So were you getting to them?
I was, and you know what?
Was your speech landing?
It was landing. And where I went into the hard sell towards the end is I explained about how the only way you're going to proceed in this business is with an internship. And there are thousands of internships in this city. But the one thing I can promise about an internship here is that when you leave, you will find out what you are passionate about and that everyone on staff will help you explore that passion. And I gave the examples of Maddie writing and doing her promos and album reviews and the people. And when Rachel did her Man on the Street stuff and when Lou back in the day was doing graphic design for us. And I said, you're going to find
Lou?
Remember, she had the red star shirt. She was from China.
Oh, yeah.
But I said, if you have a passion for what you do, you'll leave our internship with a greater.
Now I remember.
Lou said that my father's in town. He's some sort of businessman from China.
Yes.
And we said, great, we'll see you in 2 weeks. And then she was graduating. She was looking for a job for like an H-1 visa, some sort of visa. I don't know how it works. Right. And we're like, you know, that's not really what we do, but you can continue working with us until you find a job.
I believe what we committed to is saying, we will say when you are here, we will sign a paper that say you were here.
Yeah,
that's what we said that we would do.
And then she never came back.
No.
Poof.
Yeah. Deported.
She was gone. Yeah. All right.
She spoke like 17 languages. After her interview, I looked at Matt and I said, Pony, why does she want to intern here?
We said that a lot, though.
So all in all, good. We'll get some new
fish. It was
fish.
Great, yeah, and I handed out business cards to everybody. And thanks to everyone at GMU for validating my parking and giving me another mug.
It's all about parking, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, it is news you don't really need at all. And we'll have it for you right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. It's Mike O'Mara's personal assistant, Jennifer, with a reminder to listen to him every night at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave. Your beach station. Fun, fun, fun. I love to say the F word. Ha, ha, ha. Don't forget the Mike O'Mara Show on 97.1 The Wave. Bye-bye.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of our program is brought to you by Harry's. We love Harry's. You will,
Harry's.
Too. I love Harry's. I really, really
Mike,
do.
Look
I
just here. Ordered. Look at this Death Star.
Oh, my goodness.
Shaved this morning. Isn't it beautiful?
That's incredible. Looking Look at good. That dome. Looking Rob shaves good. His whole head with Harry's razors. And the following story is true. For decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of its customers. Boo.
Boo.
So Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's. They wanted to fix shaving. They knew there was only one way to ensure quality, so they bought their own blade factory. And by taking less profit and selling directly to you over the internet, Harry's offers their blades at half the price, $2 per blade, compared to the $4 or more you'll pay at the drugstore. And by the way, they continuously improve their product.
Yes.
They get better. Their blades now are the best I've ever had. I love them. I love their shave gel. I love their face wash. Harry's is so confident you'll love their blades, they're going to give you their trial set for free. Just cover the $3 shipping. Your free trial set includes a weighted ergonomic razor handle, a 5 precision engineered blade cartridge with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. Stop messing around and get started shaving with Harry's today by claiming your free trial offer, a $13 value free. Just cover shipping. Best way to try it.
Do it.
To get your free trial set, including a razor handle, 5 blade cartridge, and shave gel, go to harrys.com/TMOS right now.
Now.
That's harrys.com/TMOS.
News.
Kate Hudson is the latest victim of the nude photo hack.
pony.
Maybe. Oops. A batch of pictures surfaced yesterday that included a few nudes, but the woman's face isn't visible in those, so it might not be her. But there are legit non-nude photos of Kate in the same batch.
Oh,
nice
God.
Wording there. So who knows? Also apparently victimized this week, Miley Cyrus, Rosario Dawson, former UFC women's champ Misha Tate, Ariel Winter, and actress Suki Waterhouse, who used to date Bradley Cooper. Of course, none of this stuff has been officially confirmed to be legit. Some of it might be fake. Stay tuned. Sometimes these stories tend to grow
nude,
hair.
Nude pictures of Miley Cyrus would ruin her career.
Yeah, I'm terribly sorry. Comedian Charlie Murphy died yesterday after a battle with leukemia. He was 57. Charlie was the older brother of Eddie Murphy, and he's best known for Chappelle's Show. Hysterical on that show.
Oh, yeah.
I watched last night the Prince bit with basketball, playing basketball, that is just about as funny a Chappelle bit as you will ever see. They were Charlie Murphy's True Hollywood Story sketches. Those were about his real-life misadventures and part of his brother Eddie's entourage. Rick James and Prince came out of that. Without those sketches, we wouldn't have the phrase "I'm Rick James, bitch," and we wouldn't have known that Prince was so good at basketball. Chappelle, man, oh God, I just, if he could come back to do that type of stuff, I mean, I think really it would be easier than the stand-up specials.
And no one ever did a show just like that. It was so great.
I can't
it's
describe...
It's more work for less money at this point, though. He's getting $20 million a pop.
Yeah, that's true, but Chappelle's talent, so spotlighted. I think he's bigger than stand-up. I want more of him, maybe, whether it be movies, TV,
a window
or
into
like
that. That is that when he hosted Saturday Night Live, they had a sketch, and you're like, this is great.
Yeah.
This is what it's all about, right? And also, for Charlie Murphy, Mike, let me add this, and I have to give credit where credit is due. Clinton Yates from The Undefeated wrote a piece on it, and he mentioned that for that entire time, if you were a fan of Charlie Murphy, you really, unless you looked, didn't think about him as Eddie Murphy's brother. You
Never.
Thought about
right.
him as Charlie
Never during
Murphy.
The Chappelle run.
And
absolutely not.
In that light, and you're living in that shadow, right?
Right.
It's almost impossible to do these days with a guy yep. like Eddie Murphy for where he mm-hmm. was and who he
Tribute
was.
Tribute to his intestinal fortitude yeah. to be able to, you know, carve out a career, you know, in that shadow. That's pretty amazing. And that's just the same. He's 57. He's my age. And we lost him to leukemia.
I hate seeing
sucks.
It. As you know, I hate seeing that. And also, we need to mention that after Prince beat him at basketball, he made him pancakes.
That sketch. Go yeah. online.
Amazing.
Chappelle
amazing.
Prince sketch. Watch that. If you want to laugh today, watch that sketch. It's fantastic. Gordon Ramsay has made a fortune on TV as a chef. Too bad for his four teenagers that they're never going to see any of it because he's not leaving it to them. He's another one of these guys. Well, Warren Buffett does it. I'm not necessarily against this. He says, quote, it's definitely not going to them, and that's not in a mean way. It's not to it's to not spoil them. The only thing I've agreed with is Tana, I guess that's his wife, is they get a 25% deposit on a flat, but not the whole flat. Gordon, by the way, you know, helping your kids out with housing is kind of
standard nowadays, right?
Standard stuff to do.
I lived at my parents' house that was 31.
Mm-hmm.
Gordon is not dead serious about not spoiling them. When they fly, they don't even get to sit with him and his wife. Quote, they don't sit with us in first class. They haven't worked anywhere near hard enough to afford that.
That's pretty funny.
And he says also, this you have to agree with. At that age, at that size, you're telling me they need to sit in first class? No, they do not. Mm. We're really strict on that. You appreciate it more when you've worked for it. And really, if they're kids, they don't need to sit in the, you know, the size of the seats is a big deal for first class.
See, it's different in my house. My kids have already divided up the microphones. They can't wait for me to go.
What's first class like, Mike?
First class is a distant memory, Oscar.
But what
boy,
was it like?
It was better in the early days than it was later on. It's Ooh. Not. I remember the first time I sat in first class on a 757, and you know, absolute slivers of difference between the rest of the plane. It wasn't that big a deal, you know. And now, to be honest with you, I like physically when you get on a Southwest jet and you can manage to sit up in the front of the plane.
Yeah,
that's just as good. I like the sensation up there more than
better flight.
Back of the
flight.
Plane.
Yeah. Also,
service
quick question.
Has gone to crap on most.
What?
Anyway.
Which are the? Are those the transatlantic flights? Because right now, on every magazine that I see, flights being offered for these first class services, They show people laying down. Where do you lay down?
Oh, those are on the super jets, right?
The ones that I see online now, and that's the only way that I can do it because I don't fly first class. I will tell you that Emirates and some of the Middle Eastern carriers are just insane. And it's like, but it's like $12,000 one way to fly.
But don't they look like they have little pods they sleep in?
Yeah. They have little pods. They have one of the couple of them have showers.
Showers?
You know, they're community showers, but they have showers on the plane. Yeah. Look it up. Look up Emirates First Class on YouTube and you'll enjoy it.
And don't forget in the classic days of the 747, you could take the spiral staycase up to a cocktail lounge.
To a cocktail lounge.
Yes.
A 21-year-old from California named Kayla Shandara has been waiting tables at two restaurants in Honolulu, and she got the best tip of her life last week. She waited on a couple from Australia who looked like they were in their 40s. Their bill was $205, and they left her an extra $400 as a tip.
Whoa.
Nice.
But it gets better. They'd mentioned where they were staying, so after her shift, Kayla went to their hotel and brought them a thank you card and flowers, and it paid off big time. Apparently, the couple is pretty well off, and she'd mentioned that she was waiting tables to pay off debt so she could go back to school. She went to a junior college after high school but wants to study business and get her degree. So they came back to the restaurant the next day and said they also wanted to pay off her student loans.
Oh, wow. Whoa!
Wow. She has about $10,000 worth. They're covering all of it. And they also want to pay for the rest of her college education. The couple are obviously well off. Kayla made quite an impression, and they also wish to remain anonymous. And
that is why you send a thank you note.
I mean, I swear to God, it is still to me
thank you notes
the most gratifying experience to to get a thank you note.
It really is. That's wonderful. Awesome. Are you crying, Ashley?
Sweet. Oh, my gosh.
I think it's her meds.
According to a new study out of Iowa State University, every hour that you run adds 7 hours to your life. Now, you just blew an hour on running, so I guess your net is 6 hours. But the authors of the study didn't look at it that way, and you don't even have to run six-minute miles to increase your lifespan. They say that even if you're just jogging super slowly, you'll get the health benefits. There's a cap, though. Running can only add about 3 years to your life. So if you add 7 hours to your life per run, that means you'd need to go on about 3,750 runs to hit the three-year cap, which would mean 2 one-hour runs per week for 36 years. Not all that obnoxiously long, but I mean, that's a lot.
Your knees. Rather cycle than run.
I don't know what they say about power walking or fast walking or walking of any kind. They don't mention that, but I'm curious about
that. Do they say anything about reclining chairs?
Sedentary lifestyle, my people. And now a little something something. An 8-year-old kid in East Palestine, Ohio, wanted to get some McDonald's on Sunday night after his parents went to sleep, and his master plan was take their van and drive there.
Sure.
8 years old. Since he needed to learn how to drive, he went to YouTube, watched some videos, and gave it a shot. So he and his 4-year-old sister hopped into the car. His 4-year-old sister.
Well, sure, you don't want to attempt that alone.
Get in the van, sis. They headed straight to Mickey D's to get some cheeseburgers. Believe it or not, YouTube. By the way, my kid is 3, and I'm already seeing the desire to inhale food.
Sure.
It's pretty spectacular. YouTube apparently educated this kid really well. According to witnesses, he followed all the driving laws, stopped for lights, made perfect left and right turns, and stayed under the speed limit.
Wow.
But they called the cops anyway, and when the officers got there, the kid and his sister were in the drive-thru lane about a half mile from their house ordering food.
I can't believe they got there.
Yeah.
Which he paid for out of his piggy bank.
That's great. That's great.
No charges are going to be filed, and the kids did get to eat their food. The parents, meanwhile, are still sleeping. So get those locks, get those security cams. Anyway, we will take a break, come back with the audio of Alton Rob Spiewak, who found a parking space right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, if you're looking for podcast perfection, check out The Rob and Joe Show.
It's The Rob and Joe Show. Listen to it's The Rob and Joe. It's The Rob and Joe Show. Listen every week for new episodes. Damn it. It's The Rob and Joe Show. New episode. Me. It's The Rob and Joe Show. New episode every week. RobandJoeShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the TMOS app.
That's Marcus's salute to Rob and Joe. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
A lot of love there.
The TMOS bonus show, have you heard of it? A sixth uncensored commercial-free episode. We do it every single week. Fun, hilarious, most importantly, it keeps the TMOS ship afloat. You think we fight on the regular show? Oh my God, you should hear the bonus show. The 1 hour makes the other five weekly shows possible. If you already subscribe to the bonus show, it's awesome. We appreciate it. But we also urge you to encourage other members of TMOS Nation to take the bonus show plunge too.
Do it.
The future of the show depends on it. Anyway, sometimes I play the camera. Just go to MikeOmaraShow.com. Click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS to continue for years to come. Now is the time to treat yourself or a friend by helping us out. Thank you. And this week on the bonus show, I promise you, I will say something really obscene.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, that's my commitment to you. Thank you very much. I'm glad you supported me. Let's open up the audio vault for Thursday, April 13, 2017, Rob Spivey.
I don't think most news outlets are going to carry this gentleman's death, but I think I need to mention it because it means something to the fabric of our show. The name Kenny Richards probably doesn't mean anything to you, but he passed away at age 60, drummer for the band Autograph. And this is our theme for our live shows and a great record.
Turn up the radio, baby.
Great drumming on it, and honestly, I get a little chill every time I hear this because it reminds me of being backstage, getting ready to come out.
Yes.
Great record.
Awesome.
So
that is awesome.
Safe and, home, Kenny Richards.
What's the deal with drummers? What drummer did we lose recently? The Boston drummer?
Yes, right? That's right. Yeah.
We lost the Boston drummer, so, you know.
Jay Giles drummer?
No, Jay Giles was a guitarist.
Oh. He was a guitar player, but I don't know. What's the deal with... What's the problem with drunk...
Mike! Mike!
Sorry.
They're sitting all the time, Mike.
We need you.
Sitting. You're absolutely right. They're sitting.
Speaking of drums, I found this fascinating. I think as a drummer, you will like this. One of the secrets to great motion picture or television dialogue, scripted dialogue, is rhythm. If it doesn't have a natural rhythm like life, it sounds stilted, right?
Right.
So this is the great scene at the end of Willy Wonka where they realize or they think they're getting kicked out of the chocolate factory and Charlie's not going to get his chocolate.
Okay.
A drummer is drumming along with the dialogue and it gives you an idea of the rhythm of the cadence. I found this fascinating.
Mr. Wonka, I am extraordinarily busy, sir. I just wanted to ask about the chocolate. The lifetime supply of chocolate for Charlie. When does he get it?
He doesn't.
Why not?
Because he broke the rules.
What rules? We didn't say any rules, did we, Charlie?
Wrong, sir. Wrong. Under Section 37B of the contract signed by him, it states quite clearly that all offers shall become null and void if, and you can read it for yourself in this photostatic copy, I, the undersigned, shall forfeit all rights, privileges, and licenses herein and herein contained, etc., etc., fax mendis, incendium gloria copum, etc., etc., memo bis punitor delicatum. It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You stole fizzy lifting drinks. You bumped into the ceiling, which now has to be washed and sterilized, so you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
He drummed against that live.
Wow.
That's cool.
That's not sampled or post-produced.
That's interesting.
Isn't that cool?
Very, very cool. I like that.
I watched that kind of like my head cocked, like when I say, Linus, get your leash.
It works audio or video. It's fantastic.
Now, you love accents. You've made a career from accents and voices. I have found the most dazzling Irish accent. Oh, and by the way, the drummer was named David Dockery because I'm a fan of his. This guy, moving on, there's a guy named Mikey Joe O'Shea. He's a shepherd in Ireland. And Mikey
Joe O'Shea.
Oh, if only he spoke in a way that we could understood that clear.
Right. Is it one of those Gaelic accents where it's like, Teddy Bertrand?
You're going to have to help me decode this. He had some of his sheep stolen and he made the Irish news. Here's the voice of Mikey Joe O'Shea. Also, you'll hear the reporter. You can understand the reporter.
Well, then find them. That's riding. You own them in. And you want
Last Saturday, Mikey Joe O'Shea brought his flock of Scotch sheep down from the mountain commonage ahead of lambing. He discovered over 50 were missing.
Possible night, there'd be a full moon there about night, and it should be bright out, and there could anyone go up in the mountains about night, sure. Well, there was 45 sheep missing, Mike, and the lambs and everything. The sheep just count out a nice bit of money, Mike. To be done about it, nothing.
Some sort.
Just, oh, sorry. Just so you know, there
sounds
were no
like
subtitles.
Swedish, doesn't it? Yeah.
But it was so weird because it was on a real news program.
I heard full moon. That's what I heard, full moon.
I heard the word lambs, I think, somewhere in there. But anyway, yeah. I hope he gets his sheep back. Have you seen Puddles the Clown ever?
No.
This is sort of creepy. Puddles is dressed in almost like 1930s. Clown wear, like okay. Big floppy with the small pointed hat and full white face. But Puddles sings.
Sounds disturbing already.
It's
I'm
very disturbing.
Already.
And anytime you see a clown alone in a room, not great. Right. But he sings and he sings really well. I want to play. This was trending all over YouTube. He does the lyrics to Folsom. No, he does the melody of the Folsom Prison Blues, but he sings Pinball Wizard. And amazingly, it works. But as you enjoy the music, picture a clown alone in a room.
All right.
Because it's flipping horrifying. But the lyric mashup is nice.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball from Soho down to Brighton.
All right. You're on your own there. I'm sorry. If I can't see the clown, I can't enjoy it.
Mike,
that.
The only reason that I'm not showing you the clown is I don't want you to run away screaming.
That does sound terrifying.
It is very terrifying. And Puddles does a lot of music. Someday, have maybe, I'd say Puddles might play best after beer number four.
Also,
you know what would make that better? If Krusty sang that song.
I agree. If you ever doubted, let's close with this. If you've ever doubted that Bill O'Reilly is a disc jockey, what's he doing with all of this hubbub around his sexual harassment? He's announced a prearranged vacation. But wait.
Oh, wow.
It gets better. He's giving you an opportunity to guess where he's going. And Jimmy, it's a contest. And Jimmy Kimmel goes all the way with it.
Last fall, I booked a trip that should be terrific. Not going to tell you where it is, but we have a contest on BillO'Reilly.com. Guess where Bill's going.
All right. To hell, maybe? Is it? Okay. Not hell. No. Could he be on a Rob Gronkowski booze cruise? Is Bill O'Reilly in Dollywood? On Kong Skull Island? Oh, I know where he is. Of course. Bill O'Reilly is vacationing right now in Bonerland.
The password is Bonerland. That Boner is your Land. Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Snail mail address, box 32101, Washington, D.C. Send us a birthday or message for our weekly mailbag. Great one today. It's Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS and continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.